Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. From the 12th to the 18th of October 2020, it's Challenge Poverty Week right across the UK. Poverty can take many forms. I do not have enough time in this podcast to cover many aspects of poverty. So today, I will be discussing an event that happened today and then chat about the wonderful work that organisations across the island do to ensure that people have food on the table to eat. The aim of the Challenge Poverty Week is primarily to highlight the work going on in local communities around the UK and to show others how they can help too. It's also an opportunity for voices that are often ignored to be heard, and it focuses attention on the need to tackle poverty and also show the immense difference that can be made to our community and society as a whole. This year, Challenge Poverty Week has four main goals. Firstly, it's about raising voices, enabling people to talk about poverty and how it affects lives. The second aspect of this year's focus is to end the stigma around poverty. Could happen to any of us at any time. The third intention is to show community. What is meant by this is to show and share knowledge, skills and experience about what is already being done at community level to challenge and alleviate poverty. The fourth aspect of this year's focus is to build awareness and support for longer term solutions that focus on enhancing the dignity of people in poverty. Take a look at www.challengepoverty.co.uk to find out more and to see what events have been happening all over the UK this week. There are no events listed for the Isle of Wight. However, indeed there has been an event this week. It took place earlier today, Thursday the 15th of October. Winter is Coming 2020 was organised and hosted by the Footprint Trust here on the island and supported by many local organisations. The Footprint Trust, Citizens Advice Isle of Wight, Community Action Isle of Wight Council, the Energy Industry Voluntary Redress Scheme, POA Learning and People Matter have collaborated together today. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, it wasn't possible to have the physical event as planned, so the use of technology was embraced and it was held online today. Aspects of information included free help and information on benefits and money, grants and allowances, along with cutting energy and water bills. I had the great opportunity to chat with Ray Harrington Vale of the Footprint Trust this week about their event. If you listen in to the Friday mid-morning show on Friday the 16th of October, you will hear me chatting with Ray about the Footprint Trust for some really valuable information about what they do and the helpful services they provide to residents of the Isle of Wight. Also, we chat on Friday about how the pandemic may have changed the way that the Footprint Trust works. Despite all of the difficulties posed, the Footprint Trust has forged ahead and adapted its service to accommodate the pandemic restrictions. Here on the Isle of Wight, there are a number of organisations who assist people with a food crisis. At the Isle of Wight Food Bank, frontline care professionals and the Job Centre, amongst others, provide food bank vouchers for people in crisis, and these can be exchanged for 3 days' food at one of the food bank distribution centres on the island. Ventnor Community Food Bank is a volunteer-run project providing food for the community in and around Ventnor. It's open from 10 a.m. to 12 on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Baptist Church in Pierce Street in Ventnor. No vouchers are required and all are welcome. Free Food in Sandown is run by a fabulous lady called Dot. They were at Sandown Station and are shortly moving to a shop locally, supporting people around Sandown who need food. Free Food in Roxall Project is another group too. There are many more groups across the island as well, helping those in need of food. It is clear that due to recent global events with the pandemic, that many more people will be struggling with the circumstances they now find themselves in. If you are able to donate to any of these organisations and groups, their details can be found on Facebook. Please consider helping these great people to help others in need. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourselves.